The first reading today, we hear about the prophet Jonah and his call to go to Nineveh and to preach to the people because of their wickedness. Now, it's an interesting thing because on the one hand, generally speaking, if God sends someone to preach to people, they don't want to hear it. All we want is to hear how wonderful we are. We want to be patted on the back and told that we're just great. There's nobody better than us. And aren't we just the most wonderful people in the world? What a bunch of rot. We're sinners, and we need to repent. But we don't want to hear that, because we don't want to change. But in this case, it's just the opposite. Jonah didn't want to have to deal with it. First of all, of course, these people were not Jews. These were pagans. And the idea that somebody who's Jewish is going to go and preach to the pagans and tell them to repent, that didn't sound so good to Jonah. But as we find out as the story goes along, it really wasn't about the people. It was about God. That Jonah knew fully well that if he went and preached to the people and they repented, that God would be merciful. And he didn't want God's mercy for these people. And so we hear today in the gospel that he's running away. He does not want to do this. And now we understand why. And so again, we then have to look at what's going on in our own situation. We're told in the gospel that we have to love God and love neighbor. That means we have to die to self. That means that we have to put ourselves out there for the sake of others. We don't like that. We live again in the most selfish society in history. The idea of having to be selfless, the idea of having to be charitable, is not one that comes easily or naturally to us. We just want to be left alone. Let me do what I want to do. That's not what God's going to ask any of us. He's not going to say, go ahead and do it your way. Well, he does do that sometimes, and that's when we decide that we don't want to do it his way. So you look at what happens to Jonah. Not so much about all that happened on the sea, but it's what happened in it. Imagine being swallowed up by a fish, being in the fish's belly for 3 days, and then being barfed up on the shore. Can you imagine the stench that this poor guy was dealing with? But all that was a reflection of what was going on in his soul. And so we look at our own sins, we look at our own disobedience, we look at all the ways that we run away from God. And once again, looking back at Jonah, isn't it interesting when they ask him who he is? Listen, I am a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land. Right. So I got on this boat to Tarshish, which means the other side of the world, going as far away from God as I can possibly go. But I worship the Lord. Oh, yeah, you do. I give him lip service, but my heart is far from him because I don't want to do his will. I just want to do what I want to do, and if God asks me to do something that's a little bit difficult, I'm out of here. Well, the problem is, and this is something that's very important for us coming from Minnesota, every single prophet of the Old Testament except one came from the desert. One came from a rather lush green area. And that man's name is Jonah. We come from a place that's lush and green and has 20,000 lakes, lots of water, easy life. Out in the desert, they knew that they needed to trust God. They learned to live that way. The people that didn't have to trust God learned to trust themselves. Look what happened to Jonah, the only prophet that didn't come from the desert. So that doesn't bode real well for people like us that come from Minnesota. So we need to pray. And we need to really look seriously at some of those questions. Do I really trust God? Do I really want to do God's will? Am I giving him lip service? I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, but then run away? Or are we really intent on striving to do the will of God? These are questions that are critically important for us. Because as things get more and more difficult, and everybody recognizes the problems going on in the world right now, and they're just getting started, as things get more and more difficult, are we going to pull into ourselves? Are we going to run away from God? Or are we going to turn to God? Problem is, living in an easy society like ours, we have not learned to turn to him. That's what we have to learn, so that we don't just give him lip service and run away. So that's the challenge, and Jonah is a great example for all of us. In this way, we see the humanness in Jonah, but we also see the love of God, and that's what we have to be focused on. We know our own humanness, we know our own weakness, but we need to be focused on the love of God, loving him and allowing ourselves to be loved by him, and being willing, out of the love for God, to do whatever he asks us to do.